This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
We begin our broadcast week bringing you information in ways you won't hear anywhere else in broadcast media, particularly when it comes to a time of fear, anxiety, anxiousness, and panic. Calming those things with the soothing sounds of the Robert Scott Bell Show, especially when our good buddy from NoMoreFakeNews.com, John Rappaport, shows up to start your work week. I'd say for us, it's Sunday. That's when we start in a really empowering way. John Rappaport, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Robert. Good to be here.
It is always great to get together. You know, I just smile. I feel calmer. I feel like, you know, everything's going to be all right, and it's not like you're doing the rockabye baby thing. It's just by engaging in, intellectual discourse, with all critical thinking skills, learning from history, and digging deep on this, and bringing great humor to everything that we do and that you write about. And we'll cover some of those things today. Now, we have been questioning what this is, and everybody knows when I say what this is, you're talking COVID-19 or whatever they called it before. Because of the history of what we've been reporting on, you for, you know, decades, me for two decades now, or a little longer, the question of this coronavirus now is not just us questioning it. A lot more people are, as this thing is evolving, and even many scientists are coming out, and doctors are saying, you know what, we were told it was going to be one thing. It doesn't seem to be as bad as we predicted, including, what was that one guy that came out and said 22 million were going to be dead? Now he just recanted.
Yeah, right. I remember who that was, but yeah, all kinds of people are now changing their minds about this, including Anthony Fauci, whom I call the President of the United States, since he's running the show right now with all the lockdowns. So this is very important that he has written something here, which I'm trying to focus on at the moment. In the New England Journal of Medicine, and he is talking about the case fatality rate, which he had estimated was something on the order of 2 or 3% earlier, that was considered horrendous, leading to the lockdowns. But now he is saying something different. And here it is. If one assumes that the number of asymptomatic people without symptoms or minimally symptomatic cases is several times as high as the number of reported cases, the case fatality rate may be than 1%.
Less than 1%?
Less than 1%. Considerably less. This suggests that the overall clinical consequences of COVID-19 may ultimately be more akin to those of a severe, scrolling down, seasonal influenza.
Uh-oh.
Or a pandemic influenza similar to those in 1957 and 68, which, by the way, resulted in no lockdowns.
Yeah, that
is interesting. So there he is. And this is now, let me get this up on the top here. This is New England Journal of Medicine, considered the most prestigious journal in the world. And this would be March 26th, which is yesterday.
Well, a couple of days ago now from when we're airing, but this is seriously calling into question the pronouncements of, you know, death in the tune of hundreds of thousands to millions. And again, we're seeing more and more doctors and scientists coming out and going, yeah, it just doesn't look as bad as we thought. Now, this doesn't even get into issues we may cover like we have before about the illusion of the test being accurate or what it really even is meaning and saying. You've been writing extensively about these subjects and topics. But we're seeing that, you know, even last week, the United Kingdom, UK, downgraded COVID-19. They said that it's no longer a high-consequence infectious disease, yet we're willing to completely destroy, utterly destroy our economy based on this. And then, as I said, what would be the real end result in terms of death, destruction, and mayhem, and even starvation by putting everybody into the poorhouse?
Exactly. And now there's this other Dr. Birx, who is a major figure up there in the press conferences with Trump. And she has been saying, from what I read here, that something about, okay, we had these computer models that predicted the spread and mortality rate and all of that, implying that those models were, you know, pumping up the whole idea that lots and lots of people are going to die everywhere. And she said, but now we don't need those models anymore because we have real data. And so even she was implying the downgrading of the seriousness of this whole thing. Now, of course, media are still trumpeting the fear, so there's a disconnect there. But this is very big stuff.
Yeah, and you were, again, able to host at the fourth hour of Alex Jones Show last week, and I was just so profoundly grateful that you were able to bring up these issues, these questions, in the midst of a lot of fear and panic out there, and those that, you know, might even mean well. I mean, somebody might argue to say, well, I'd rather have been, you know, too cautious and rather than not enough. And I hear that too as well. But a lot of these people didn't take into consideration the things that you've been writing about, talking about, we've been talking about together for many years. And one of your articles from a few days ago talked about Corona. If they lied then, why wouldn't they lie now? And this comes to the old, the children's tale about the boy who cried wolf. I mean, we can't ignore the history of the CDC and just say, well, this time for sure they're telling the truth, despite all of the other things that were completely fabricated or gross exaggerations in the past.
Absolutely, and this is important for listeners to understand, because there are people there out there who have understood for years, decades even, that the CDC has been a chronic liar. But suddenly they're believing what the CDC is now saying about this so-called pandemic. Hold your horses. On what basis would you be buying into this? And then you start to look around and you see that there really is no basis for buying what they're saying now. It's a vast illusion, and that's what we have to talk about.
Yeah, exactly. And I, you know, it's not that some of these folks at CDC or, you know, at the highest levels of government or government medical complex don't necessarily believe what they're saying. I mean, many of them do. And even those people that deliver their treatments, which we would argue in many cases could contribute to the end death, and it isn't a single solitary virus that causes death in any or all of these cases, perhaps. But we have to separate out from, these are nice people trying just to do a job, to the point where even nice people in doing their job can create more harm by being wrong about something like this and resulting in more death and damage. You know, as we talk about shutting down an entire economy based on projections that were not rooted in sound, valid science or testing or anything like that.
Yes, indeed. And so we get into the scope of the some of the CDC lies from the past, which, if you can grasp the dimensions of these lies, will set you back on your heels. And before going into that, I have to say that there's a certain kind of disconnect that people will do when, and I've experienced this many times when I've exposed a gigantic lie and I get a blank reaction from somebody or from lots of people, as if I said nothing, as if nothing happened, as if there was just some sort of a few minutes of missing time. And I didn't say anything, and nobody said anything, and we were just looking at each other, and then I went on.
Maybe it didn't happen. Maybe what he said didn't really happen.
It didn't really happen, and he didn't really say it,
yes.
And I didn't really hear it. And I didn't think about it because I don't want to think about it. And I've had this occur. In fact, at times, I have to say, Robert, that I've been on other shows.
Yes.
Where I've mentioned some of these lies, and when the host registers no reaction whatsoever, the host, I think of you. Because when we talk about these things, we continue to be astounded and very serious about the scope of the lies. We don't just register blank.
Yeah,
that's what makes your show different from most other shows that I've ever been on.
Yeah, the thing is, when you realize the scope of the lies, you can either go into a state of disconnect or cognitive dissonance because it's just too much to consider or conceive of, or you dive deep head-on into it. I talked about this on Friday's show. We did almost 2 hours on fear and how powerful it is to cause you to do stupid things. Not that there isn't a role for fear to keep you from jumping off a cliff that would kill you, but in terms of the manipulation of reality. And if you were to confront a lie or lies this big to say an institution so revered, for instance, by the vast majority of the public that still believes vaccines actually prevent disease and has no untoward effects along the way, then you realize people have invested in science, as our good, dearly departed friend Liam Sheff used to talk about, as religion or scientism, or sometimes he would say sci-fientism. So your dogma, your belief system is so challenged by it that you have to pass it by like it hasn't been said. And even good people that we say, you know, are open to some stuff, that's just a step too far, apparently.
Yeah, and I'll give you an example of that.
And you will do that on the other side of the break. Cliffhanger. John Rappaport is with me on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Always enjoy getting together with him. And I know by the numbers of listeners that ramp up when we get together, you do too. We'll be right back. Links are up at robertscottbell.com.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and an antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com to John Rappaport and No More Fake News. Many of his articles we can occasionally republish here, but we always want you to go there. Make sure you're getting email alerts from him and from me. And that's really, you're going to be empowered with information to walk through, discern, discriminate appropriately to have a safer, if I can call it that, but certainly a life of less you being manipulated by those who want to own and control you and run you. And, John, we were talking about you being interviewed by many shows over the years, and I'm so glad anytime I see you're on another show because I want people to be exposed to this. But you find the limits of a host, for instance, of their willingness to go to certain areas that you bring up. And you were going to go, I think, to some examples of these things.
Yeah. So let's go to the CDC. I'm going to pin this date around 2004. My website, No More Fake News, had been up for about 3 years, and I don't know how it started one day, but I was writing and posting, and people were contacting me by email, a couple people, and we got into kind of a back and forth looking at CDC statistics on flu, seasonal, regular, ordinary flu. And what emerged from this sort of three-way conversation was that the CDC was, when they talked about deaths from flu, they were really talking about a category that they had invented called flu plus pneumonia. And they cited something on the order of, let's say, I think it was around 60,000 deaths in the year 2001 from this category. And so right away, the question was, well, why do they call these flu deaths if it's flu plus pneumonia, and why do they lump these things together? And so what emerged finally in a couple of articles that I wrote. And then Peter Doshi wrote a piece in the British Medical Journal Online in 2005. Basically, the con or the scam that the CDC was running was they automatically assumed that all the pneumonia cases in America were an outgrowth of flu. It was like flu got really serious and became pneumonia, which is completely insane because pneumonia can result from many, many different causes, none of which has to be the flu. So when Doshi broke this down and separated out the flu from pneumonia, instead of 60,000 deaths from the flu in 2001, he was looking at something like, I don't have the figures in front of me, 257 deaths.
I'm sorry, flu. I don't mean to laugh, but you're like, well, we were close.
Yeah, close, right. And then it gets even worse because if you actually demanded in those 257 deaths that somebody did a test for the flu virus in those people, you would end up with 18 confirmed deaths from the flu in 2001. 18, as opposed to 60,000. That's what I'm talking about when I say a really big lie. That makes people just kind of go blank as if you didn't say anything and they are waiting for the next thing or the commercial so they can forget that it ever happened and you didn't say that. It's not true. It couldn't be, but it is, right?
Yeah.
So this is the kind of lie that the CDC has told in the past. And it isn't as if in this case they're unaware of it. I mean, they're completely aware of it. In fact, there was a great reaction to Doshi's piece in the British Medical Journal Online when it was published. All kinds of people began attacking him and so on and so forth because he was attacking the sacred church of the vaccine.
Yeah.
And so if they lied then, why should we believe what they're saying now about the coronavirus?
Well, and I think
that's obvious.
That, I mean, the thing is, that is the big threat to many people's sense of reality, that you're challenging a sacred institution now, John. You're having me to actually not just speculate or go, maybe they were wrong a little bit and I can accept that because that's, you know, that happens. But now you're calling them out as a wholesale failure through gross exaggeration. But, you know, if you don't want to call it a lie, call it a gross exaggeration, whatever. I mean, people have their limitations. When we come back from this break, we'll talk further about some of the other lies that were told. This is not just one off, right? This is a history of it. This is why we come to our perspective, not just willy-nilly, as our friends in Great Britain say. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump invoked the Rarely Used Defense Production Act to order the Department of Health and Human Services to compel General Motors to manufacture ventilators hours after he sharply criticized the company for slow-moving production.
We are working to sign contracts immediately with the major ventilator companies in the country, including GE. General Motors will join in the fray. Within the next 100 days, we will either make or get in some form over 100,000 additional units.
Fearful of infection rates spiking, health officials and lawmakers in many parts of the country have said they are in dire need of the ventilators, particularly as the United States surpassed 100,000 coronavirus cases, the most of any country in the world. Trump announced that Peter Navarro, the White House trade advisor, would be the policy coordinator overseeing the administration's enforcement of the Defense Protection Act. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Links are up in the show notes, as they always are. RobertScatbell.com. Link in as well, too. John Rappaport, NoMoreFakeNews.com. Giving you a perspective on, I guess, reality. I mean, we're talking about very real, you'd think, measurable manifestations of infections resulting in death that, you know, experts like at CDC should be really accurate about, right? They got all the technology in the world. They got the billion-dollar budgets. And yet John Rappaport's pointing out that in the peer-reviewed medical literature, like the New England Journal of Medicine, we're going back to 04, 05, that the claims of the numbers of influenza deaths, if greatly exaggerated, can be an understatement. I mean, we're getting close to it, from 60,000 deaths to 257 to actually 18 that we've actually confirmed and validated, which causes many people to, you know, just clock out. It's like, I can't engage in this, John. It's just too much. It's too much to consider. But if that were one off, okay, maybe some guy was fudging the stats, but we have our government officials parroting the same numbers, 36,000 a year, 60,000 a year, even today in the year 2020, despite the fact that those numbers are wrong and it's not just conjecture or wishful thinking on our part.
Exactly. And so let's move to another gigantic lie. This was also exposed by Peter Doshi in the, it's actually the British Medical Journal Online. So in this case, what he discovered was, he said, overwhelmingly, first of all, every year during seasonal flu, there are many, many, many tissue samples taken from patients who have been diagnosed with the flu and sent out to labs to test. You know, we've got to test to see what the virus is, which flu virus it is, all kinds of stuff and whatever. And so what he discovered was, is that overwhelmingly, these tests come back with no sign of flu virus. And his estimate was 16% come back with some sign of flu virus, 84% come back with no sign of flu virus whatsoever. Therefore, that means that these people don't have the flu at all. And so he goes on to say, so if people wonder why or have questions about the flu vaccine not working, here's a fantastic reason, because how can it work if all these people with the flu don't actually have the flu? You know? And so you come to another gigantic lie where the CDC is stating that there are all these cases of flu every year, you know, ungodly numbers in the millions, but no sign of flu virus, which, of course, without that, there's no flu. It's something else. Whatever it is, whatever is causing people to be sick, could be any number of other things. So there's another case which, and of course the CDC doesn't want this known, because again, it would dissuade people from even bothering with the flu vaccine. So there's another gigantic lie, and we've covered this many times on your show, but in the case of the swine flu epidemic of 2009, this was exactly what Cheryl Atkinson of CBS News discovered, that the CDC had stopped counting cases secretly of swine flu while they were promoting that there were thousands of cases in the U.S., and they had stopped counting because, again, overwhelmingly, the test samples from patients that were sent out to labs were coming back, no sign of swine flu or any other kind of flu. And the whole thing was a hoax, the whole idea of thousands of cases in the United States of swine flu was a complete lie and a hoax, and it was emanating from the CDC. So if they were lying to us then, why should we believe them now when they're talking about the coronavirus and the threat?
Right. And let me add, John, why does this matter now? You know, some people say, well, you're going back to 09. I mean, like, we're going example after example to give you a pattern of behavior. You know, and I love it when you say this is what someone might call a clue. You know, I love that concept of, you know, being the gumshoe and going, you know, let's follow that and that. And make sense. So if you go back, just to add to the story, we've covered it many times. Cheryl Atkinson finds out that they stopped counting, gets it published on the CBS News site online. They never cover it on their evening news, even though this was a very big news story, because it would have probably wiped out their pharmaceutical advertising. But whatever. Then, within a few weeks, the CDC came out with a staggering claim. Do you remember those numbers that they suddenly came out of the blue with?
Yes, indeed. They said, we estimate there were 22 million cases of swine flu in America. Now, when I say that, I've said this on a number of shows in the past.
Yeah.
The silence.
Again.
And then normally the host moves on to the next question, as if I said nothing.
No, and this is a full stop scenario, if there ever was
one. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like, okay, let's forget the commercial break and the ads and the whole. Are you telling me that the CDC claimed 22 million cases when really, overwhelmingly, they had almost no evidence of any cases? What? Yes, that's what I'm saying. Well, wait a minute. No, that doesn't happen normally when I say that.
Well, and once again, we look back and we go, well, that was 2009. John, Robert, why are you bringing it up? It's because, guess what? When we hear reports of swine flu being talked about in our recent history, back in 2009, they bring up the number. And then they go to a global number of like 60 million, on and on. And nobody has evidence to support the numbers, yet they get away with it. No reporter in the mainstream or legacy media has the guts or even knowledge and awareness to say, hey, wait a minute, did you know, right, exactly what we saw? And so we become like the people, I guess, another, you know, fable of, you know, looking at the emperor that's buck naked when everybody's cheering and going, oh, aren't those cloths wonderful? The new outfit is gorgeous. And so this pattern continues to repeat because people are unwilling, like the child, to see what is right before their very eyes.
That's exactly it. They're not willing to see what's right in front of their eyes. It's a phenomenon. It happens. You know, people will tell themselves, I can't think about this. I shouldn't think about this. This couldn't be true. I don't know what he just said. I'm not sure what he means. Well, I've been very clear about what I mean. There's no mistaking it. And if you asked some people, including some talk, some show hosts, what did he say? They would say, well, I don't exactly remember. They've actually blanked it out.
Right. Goes into a memory.
It goes that far.
And then others that do hear it will get mad at you. I mean, you probably gotten some nasty letters and hate mail over this stuff.
Yeah, occasionally.
I would say at least those people might have actually heard you. I'll give them props for that. They don't like what they're hearing, but at least they heard you.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So this is what we mean when we talk about lying in the past, so why should we listen to them now? And, of course, there is a parallel situation right now, which is the diagnostic test that is being used to detect the coronavirus, and people who are diagnosed as being infected with the virus. It's happening again. We're doing more than just saying they lied then, why should we believe them now? There is this parallel situation now that they're using a test which has all kinds of serious problems in terms of reliability. And once again, they're basing all the case numbers that they're spouting on these tests that are used to convince one and all that we have this pandemic of coronavirus across the planet. So we have to look at the tests and say, what kind of test is it? What does it show? What doesn't it show? And that leads to more gigantic lies that have been covered up.
Mm-hmm. I have to interject here, John, just for the sake of, for the people that go off half whatever on what we talk about, that John and I are not saying don't be prepared for emergencies, disasters, and even infectious diseases or manifestations. That's not, we're not denying any reality. I think we're kind of pointing you to what is the reality. And if we don't know, we'll say we don't know. And if we say the tests are faulty, because we know they are, then we are scratching our heads and go, okay, well, now we have to figure out what is going on. And some of which we've discussed before about that can explain things like overwhelmed ICUs, for instance, things like that. And, you know, these are legitimate issues, but they have other explanations. And if there are other explanations that are better than what we've considered and figured, we're open to it. That's what a good investigator is and a good scientist is. And so if you want to be prepared, you should be. And I think it's responsible and powerful, because even in a fake, if you will, pandemic, you're going to end up with runs on food and, as we see, toilet paper, and you can end up in a heap of trouble because you didn't prepare for just things that happen in life, real or imagined, and it becomes real, even if it was imagined. And imagination, as you've pointed out, one of the greatest gifts we've got. We can use it for powerful, powerfully positive things, but we can use it to enslave ourselves if we allow other people to imagine for us.
Indeed, absolutely. And to return to where we started, if the guy who is running this whole operation for the U.S., Dr. Anthony Fauci, as I've read to you from the New England Journal of a few days ago, if he is now saying that, the original case mortality rate was inflated and now it's less than 1% as far as we can tell, and so this could be compared more to a severe flu season. And then you know that in severe flu seasons, there were no lockdowns of any kind. What conclusion would any rational person, including Fauci, Trump, governors, mayors, reach if they were thinking rationally? That there is no compelling reason for the lockdowns, which happen to be destroying the economy.
And we'll manifest the real death rate due to starvation and, you know, heightened by further anxiety, fear, etc. You want to talk about the modern-day Great Depression with a much larger population on the planet could result in a lot more chaos and even death with or without a virus, new, novel, or otherwise. We'll be right back with more John Rappaport wrapping up this hour. A little bit more on the illusion of tests and testing and medical testing after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331. This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If all of y'all are out there, and you know, some of you are going, whoa, dude, this is awesome, this is heavy stuff, though. Yeah, I get it. It is. It's pretty intense to reconsider what you thought was real and true and factual. But we must continue to question this, not to annoy people, but simply so you know how to move about the Earth cabin, you know, in full consciousness or something close to it. Those of you who are a little bit anxious, remember there is CBD from hemp. God made that plant. It's wonderful. And our friends at CB Sciences have now offered it at 30% off for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners. RSB30. Enter when you go there. With that, John Rappaport, the illusion of test. We've been talking about this for a long time. You've got a new article coming out. What other ways can we communicate this?
Okay, so in this new article, which I think will be out on Monday, I have looked at official sources this time and quoted from them about the test, which is called the PCR. And this is the test that's run, taking a tiny amount of tissue from a patient to see whether they are, quote, infected by the coronavirus. And so here what I'm doing is, this is what the official organizations are admitting. And this is from the World Health Organization, and it's all linked up and everything. Several assays, meaning tests, that detect the 2019 COV, the virus, have been and are currently under development, et cetera, et cetera. Some tests may detect only the COVID, and some may also detect other strains, meaning other strains of coronaviruses, that are genetically similar. All right, so that looks kind of harmless on the surface, but the translation of that is, and this is what I write, some PCR tests register positive for types of coronavirus that have nothing to do with COVID, including plain old coronas that cause nothing more than a cold. So, in other words, they're admitting that some of these versions of the PCR test, which would claim to be locating the epidemic virus now, are actually just really indicating plain old coronaviruses, of which there are many, they're everywhere in people, and they're relatively harmless. That's complete deception, or it's error, whatever you want to call it, but it's happening. So there's an illustration of how that works. This is in their own words, that they're not admitting out front that there's a huge flaw in the test, but that's the implication of what they're saying. It's obvious to anybody. And I'll read you one more. This is from the FDA. It's a long title to their technical article here, which I won't bother to read. But I'm going to read just one sentence from this quote. This is a quote. The agent detected may not be the definite cause of disease.
What?
Okay, well, let's break that down. What do they mean, the agent? They mean the virus. And which virus? They mean the coronavirus, the one that everybody's talking about now, the epidemic virus. When they say detected, what are they talking about? Detected by the test, by the PCR test that is being done all over the world. I'll read it again. The agent detected may not be the definite cause of disease.
Hmm.
Okay, well, they're just admitting straight out that, yes, we could find, according to our test, that you, the patient, have this COV virus now, but the agent detected may not be the definite cause of disease. But you can bet your bottom dollar that a doctor is most likely going to diagnose you with the epidemic disease if that is the agent detected by the test.
Yes.
And indeed, here's the last sentence from the FDA, and I quote, laboratories within the United States and its territories are required to report all positive results of the test to the appropriate public health authorities. Well, what does that mean? That means even though we are saying out front that the agent detected may not be the definite cause of disease,
yes,
in what's called a positive test, everybody has to report those to public health authorities, and they will be counted as cases of the epidemic.
Right. This feels like we're in, you know, the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy and the Vogon.
Yeah.
You know, the bureaucracy. Listen, we're going to have to let that be the period on the end of the sentence. Y'all check out John Rappaport. No more fake news. By the way, the antibody tests are claiming the same things, that they're not specific to COVID-19. They're all responding to all kinds of coronaviruses. And it does matter, y'all. And they said, oh, it doesn't matter. It does matter. And will continue to matter here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thanks all for being here. We got another hour to go. The power to heal is yours, and John Rappaport knows it too.
The Robert Scott, Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.